GPT 5.6 cleared, Samba Nova lands $1 billion, and AI agents go mobile. Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. I'm your morning AI brief, and today the story is acceleration, say, on every front. Let's start with the biggest regulatory headline of the morning. The U.S. Department of Commerce has cleared OpenAI for a broad public rollout of GPT 5.6, ending a period of regulatory review that had kept the model in limited access. The clearance came after OpenAI completed a formal U.S. government security review, a process that's becoming standard for frontier-tier models. This is a signal that Washington and the AI labs are finding a working rhythm on oversight, structured review, then release. If you're building on OpenAI's API, expect GPT 5.6 to become generally available in short order. Watch for pricing and context window details in the official rollout docs. On the hardware side, Samba Nova Systems just raised $1 billion in a Series F first close, valuing the AI chip company at $11 billion. The round was led by General Atlantic, with participation from T. Rowe Price, Capital Group, and Seligman Ventures. And there's a headline enterprise deal to go with it. JPMorgan Chase is named as a key inference partner, deploying Samba Nova's SN50 chip for financial AI workloads. This is the second mega round for Samba Nova in under 6 months. It underscores a clear market bet. As AI inference demand explodes, dedicated inference silicon, not just NVIDIA GPUs, is where major institutions want to place their chips, literally. Now over to agents. Anthropic made a genuinely useful product move yesterday. Claude Cowork, its AI agent designed to run multi-step computer tasks, is now available on mobile and in the browser. That means agents can keep working even when your laptop is closed. Until now, running Claude Cowork required an active desktop session, which limited how you could delegate long-running tasks. The mobile and browser launch changes that calculus. You can assign a task, put your computer away, and monitor or approve steps from your phone. Anthropic is pulling ahead on the always-on agent experience, and that's a meaningful UX differentiation from OpenAI's current agent offerings. On the safety front, the Future of Life Institute dropped its 2026 mid-year AI Safety Index, and the results are sobering. The highest grade awarded to any major AI company was barely a C+. Google, Anthropic, and OpenAI ranked at the top, which tells you something about the gap between leaders and everyone else. A new entrant named SpaceSci received an F. The index grades on transparency, red teaming practices, and deployment safeguards. Expect this report to circulate in policy circles as Congress considers AI legislation in the back half of the year. And from the geopolitical front, Reuters is reporting exclusively that Beijing has held meetings with ByteDance, Alibaba, and startup Z.AI about potentially restricting overseas access to China's most advanced AI models. The discussions include both model access and limits on foreign investment in Chinese AI companies. This is still at the proposal stage, but if enacted, it would be a significant move in the global AI decoupling story. U.S. export controls on chips going to China, now potentially mirrored by China restricting model exports heading out. The AI Cold War is getting its walls built from both sides. Finally, a funding note in the legal AI space. New York startup Norm AI raised $120 million in a Series C led by Kosla Ventures, hitting a $1.2 billion valuation. Norm builds AI agents that read and interpret regulatory and legal texts so compliance teams don't have to manually track rule changes. With over $250 million raised total, they're betting that the compliance automation market is large enough to sustain a multi-billion dollar standalone company. Given how many industries are drowning in regulatory complexity right now, that bet looks pretty reasonable. Today's business idea: build a regulatory intelligence layer API that aggregates AI-parsed regulatory updates, like what Norm AI does internally, and offers it as a B2B subscription feed for mid-market compliance teams who can't afford a legal AI build of their own. With China tightening AI model export rules and the U.S. rolling out new AI oversight frameworks simultaneously, the compliance surface area for any company touching AI is expanding fast. A lightweight, sector-specific reg feed product could find strong product market fit right now. That's your morning AI brief for July 8th. Stay sharp, stay building, and I'll see you tomorrow.